Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Welcome to At Home, your home decor holiday headquarters. Be sure to look for our Black Friday special buys.
Special buys. How special?
How about jumbo quilted bed pillows, only $2.99, 400 thread count sheets, any size, just $19.99, and Henkel's four-piece knife sets, only $39.99, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, that's super special.
And that's just a few of our super special buys, but only while supplies last. See store for details. Better hurry. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
CBSSportsRadio.com.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Tonight, NCIS starts with a twist.
I want NCIS to arrest me for murder.
And takes a startling turn.
I do not like being lied to.
New NCIS, CBS Tonight.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Not a lot of people would know how to scout Brock Osweiler, but the Bears coach, John Fox, he'd have as much information as any on the Broncos' backup quarterback.
You know, he was smart. I think he's had the opportunity to learn under one of the best. I think he's, for a big man, he's got good quickness and good athleticism. So I felt good about it. I didn't get a chance to see a lot of him, but when I did see him, I liked what I saw.
Osweiler will quarterback Fox's former club when Denver visits Chicago for Sunday's game at Soldier Field. The Bears going for three straight wins. The Broncos trying to avoid three consecutive defeats. More from the NFL. Johnny Football under center for the rest of the Brown season. Cleveland coach Mike Pettine confirmed the news today. Manziel threw for 372 yards, completing 73% of his passes, but the Browns lost to the Steelers by three touchdowns. Also, a Bears note today, they have elevated Jacoby Glenn from the practice squad, and Terrence Mitchell has been waived. FanDuel has suspended its operations in the state of New York as of 1:30 p.m. Central Time today, preventing people within the state from entering money into their accounts. They can also not participate in any paid fantasy sports games during the suspension. Pending case against the website to determine whether it is a gambling site. Company has made a statement today saying they believed it'll be resolved and that they hope to be able to provide New York users their content again soon. College basketball, State Farm Champions Classic tips tonight in Chicago. Number 2, number 5 matchup, Kentucky and Duke first. Then it's number 4th ranked Kansas against number 13 Michigan State. DePaul takes on Penn State in an hour. Tonight, UIC visits Western Illinois and 18th ranked Notre Dame hosts Milwaukee. And Joe Maddon, one of three finalists for the NL Manager of the Year Award. That winner will be announced this evening. Scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your home for all the football action. College or pro, they show all the games on over 50 high-def TVs and large screen. Win a jersey during all Chicago pro games. And don't miss UFC fights this Saturday. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are less than you think.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. That'd get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Hub Arkish.
I had a breakfast pizza here this morning that was so good your brains would fall out. It was really great stuff.
Yeah! Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Yeah, it might look like 5 o'clock out there, as dark and rainy as it is, but no, don't check your watch. It is only 3 o'clock.
Only 3.
We moved Hub up for scheduling reasons, travel, etc. And Hub is on Twitter at Hub Arkish. He is at Shy Football. He is ChicagoFootball.com. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So, Hub, let's start with the big Bears picture here. Now that we've had a couple days to digest the optimism over a 4-5 team, looking at a NFC that might be coming back to them a little bit, you can say they're maybe kind of in it, but I guess it's pretty hard to say they're out of it, right?
You know, guys, at this point, even 2-3 weeks ago, you would have thought there were still 2-3 unwinnable games left on the schedule. Based on the way the Bears have played the last 2 weeks and what's now happened to the Broncos and the Packers, I don't know that there is an unwinnable game left on the schedule. So I don't dare predict 2-3-4 weeks from now. Right now, you've got your first six seeds, 5-6, are Green Bay and Atlanta at 6-3. They look like they're coming back to the pack. You've then got six teams tied at 4-5, and the Bears are one of them. Now, the bad news is that if there were a tiebreaker today, the Bears would be sixth in that group because they're 1-5 in the NFC. And when you go to multiple team tiebreakers for wild cards, the head-to-head doesn't help. So the fact that they have made a feast out of the AFC West will not help them. If they get to that point, I think right now what Bears fans need to do is enjoy this, and we need to wait a few more weeks before we can really convince ourselves whether they can get to the point where tiebreakers are a factor or not.
I was going to ask you who you think the Bears really are at this point, but it's probably a very difficult question because I can't quite figure it out.
Tara, I mean, I still look at the roster. I still look at the matchups. I still look at the – I mean, there are weaknesses. This team is yeah. one deep at wide receiver. You know, this team is filling in blanks on the offensive line. They're very good at running back. They're very good at tight end. They're very good at quarterback. The defense is what really puzzles me because, you know, when I heard Pernell McPhee was down, you know, Sunday morning, I said, well, that's it. They can't beat Todd Gurley and the Rams. And they trashed him. You know, they went out and beat him. And it was Shea McClellan, of all people, who I thought was the difference maker in the game for the first quarter. He didn't do much the last three quarters, but he made a huge difference in the first quarter and changed the game. So they're playing a brand of team defense that obviously is something that Vic Fangio has whipped together. But from week to week, can you really count on it holding up? That's the part I don't know right now.
Out of nowhere, this game this week against the Broncos has become, let's face it, really compelling. You've got John Fox against the team that fired him and Brock Osweiler starting, the Bears surging, and the Peyton Manning situation continues. And Hub, we discussed it earlier. I'd love to know what you think about the number of possible scenarios for any kind of Manning endgame here, because as smart as he is, as self-aware as you think he would be publicly, he bristles at any possible mention of anything larger than next week about his career or any legacy, etc. He still thinks of himself as an active, available starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, when the fact is, for a whole list of reasons now, he may not be.
Well, Dan, you know, the key is what's really going on there. I mean, we have seen this movie a dozen times before. It ends this way, always with the great quarterback. So remember, you know, Favre basically had to be a shell of himself at the end after Corey Wooten pretty much ended his career with a shoulder injury, but it turned out he had a hand injury. He probably should have been on the field anyway. And you go all the way back to Namath and Unitas and, you know, all these guys, these quarterbacks, they don't know when it's time to say enough is enough. Now, with Peyton Manning, I think it's pretty obvious. Yes, he should have retired at the end of last season. Only he could have known that. This plantar fasciitis is the current injury that is sitting him down. He was battling multiple injuries before that, the rib injuries, the loss of strength and dexterity due to the neck surgeries. And so I think it's possible we don't see him again. I think it's unlikely because these guys' egos won't let it happen. You know, I think all we know for sure is he doesn't go Sunday against the Bears. And quite frankly, guys, the way he's been playing, I don't know that that works to the Bears' advantage.
It doesn't, but how do you handle it if you're Kubiak, where he's already admitted that he shouldn't have started him last game, and you're 7-2? They're not 2-7. They're trying to win, and he may not give them the best chance to win even next week or the week after that, even quote-unquote healthy.
What Gary Kubiak is hoping is that Brock Osweiler comes out Sunday, is extremely efficient, that the Broncos put together the workman-type victory they should be able to manage with the best defense in the NFL and some real studs on offense. Guys, you look at the Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. You know, the running backs don't excite me, but they've got enough that they still, I don't know what the point spread is, they should be the favorite. I think they will be the favorite when the game goes off, and Kubiak's got to be hoping, you know, let's look like the Broncos again. Let's get a win in a game that we should win, and then I can convince Peyton, okay, take another week, and I think a week at a time. At some point, I have to guess that Manning is going to force his way back on the field. Kubiak's not going to be able to stop it, and so I'm assuming that his management style right now is, let me buy as much time as I can to see how much healthier we can get him before he comes back, because, you know, he did have the one decent game against the Packers, which not uncoincidentally was coming off the bye week, so they've got him off the field now. The question is, how long can they keep him off the field to see how much closer they can get him to, you know, 85 or 90%? Because he's not going to be 100% ever again.
Yeah, so we kind of think, too, that when all this is bad, you know, whatever it is that's bothering him is healed enough, he's coming back, and there's no stopping him, Hub. So that's accurate, right? I mean, you're not going to Gary Kubiak isn't going to tell him no. John Elway isn't going to come out of the tower and tell him no, right? He's not going to do that.
Well, you really can't. I mean, you're in a tough spot. You can install them. You can negotiate with them. You know, guys, I never compare myself to these guys, but occasionally when you do have some firsthand experience. Back in the day when I was training long-distance running, trying to think about doing marathons and stuff, I tore plantar fascia. It is horrible. injury yet, and yet it's interesting. Orthotics can be a huge help. Now, I'd be surprised if they hadn't already tried that, because he did. They knew that the plantar fascia was damaged last week. But this particular injury, it will heal. It will benefit from orthotics. Now, it doesn't heal completely, and so it gets better, then it gets worse again. My guess is that with this particular injury, a couple, 3 weeks could do wonders, and he could be ready for the home stretch. The question is, how realistic are they going to be about what was bothering him before this injury? And that's where we'll see, you know, if he has anything left and when he has a chance to show it.
Now, forget the feet. When he says that he's been dealing with numbness in two fingers on his throwing hand, that explains more of the errant passing and flutter balls that he's thrown, more than the pain in the bottom of his foot, doesn't it?
Well, you guys probably noticed he was playing the other day with a glove on that hand, a glove on his throwing hand. Peyton Manning would never do that. He's doing it for the stickiness of it, to get the tackiness, to give him a little better grip on the football. I think that's obvious. And so you hate to see it, you know, and you see what's happening with Brett Favre now. Eventually it'll all be forgotten. You know, he'll go down in history the way he should. But you just wish it could be done a little classier and without the mess. I will say this about Peyton Manning that I think separates him from Favre and some of the other ones. He does have a healthy respect for the game and his teammates. And I think at some point, particularly if Osweiler plays well this Sunday, he'll at least take the break and try and, you know, give the team the chance to position itself as well as it can. I find it impossible to believe, though, that assuming the Broncos are in the playoffs, and I still think they will be, that it won't be Manning at quarterback when that time comes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Hub, you look at a guy that's so self-aware, and we've seen it, as you point out, over and over again with quarterbacks. They just don't want to and won't. And I'm sure there have been other guys that, if you knew him, you'd say, yeah, he seems self-aware enough to know, and they just don't. And it surprises me a little bit about him. I mean, I'm eager to see what happens during the rest of the season when he comes back, if he comes back and he's bad again. But maybe in his eyes, he's not bad. I mean, I can't quite figure him out, but if this team starts losing, if there's something else goes wrong with this, if you can't get this thing back together because they haven't looked, maybe that will change his mind. I don't know if anything will, really.
Well, Terry, he seems too smart to me. You know,
yeah.
Now that he's off the field, now that he's been thoroughly embarrassed on Sunday, I can't imagine that he won't take advantage of this to at least, you know, take what time he needs to try and get healthier. I don't think he's going to want to go back on the field feeling the way he felt at kickoff Sunday. And so, my guess is he's enough of a team guy, enough of a class act. You're looking at 2, 3, 4 weeks here, and then they're going to say, let's give it one more go.
We started the show earlier by talking about the bizarre response of Andy Dalton to what appeared to be innocuous comments by J.J. Watt. It was simply something to the effect after the game of, we wanted to turn the Red Rifle into a Red Ryder BB gun. And then sort of ponderously, Dalton is then talking about somehow that's a violation of the integrity of the game. And it just seemed like a completely disproportionate response to what was just kind of a little knock about his nickname because of the color of his hair. Could you figure any of that out?
Well, the best answer I have, I was talking to some of my guys around the league this morning who know him to try and get a handle on it, and people are already jumping. It's not too early to assume the Bengals are going to fold again because this guy just can't handle the spotlight, and that's what that was. I mean, he wasn't bright enough or experienced enough or classy enough to know that, A, it really wasn't that big a deal, and even if it was a big deal, don't respond that way. You know, he just made himself look silly. And you know, the funny part about guys is, what his fault they lost that game last night? You got Tyler Eifert dropping three balls. You got A.J. Green, you know, fumbling. They didn't make enough plays. They were bound to lose a game at some point. It wasn't a big deal until he kind of made it a big deal afterwards, and that has people who know him saying, this is the guy he is, and this is why he struggles in big situations. I'm fascinated to see what happens in Arizona this coming week. That's going to be one of the most interesting games of the year.
And, you know, I because we discussed it earlier, and we're sort of right then, that the fact that I think it's four straight playoffs games, one and out, and he really hasn't been great in any of those games. Hub, I that's the only thing we can figure out that would lead somebody to say something to a completely innocuous comment from a guy who's just joking around anyway. I mean, what does he care? All I know is they're back in it, those Texans. But he doesn't, you know, if he takes that stuff that personally, I'm with you. He's gonna screw this up again, that team.
Well, that's the word on him, is that he's a good athlete. He's got a great arm. When there's no pressure, he goes out and plays. But, you know, as soon as he's got to perform in the spotlight, that something gets to him. He doesn't have the the personality for it, and until he proves he can do better, that last night would have been a great opportunity.
So would have.
Yeah, all he had to do was say, "Hey guys, it was a bad night. We dropped a few balls. It's not like the whole thing came apart." And J.J. Watt's a great pro. Who cares? And nobody would have said anything. It was his response that has people talking now.
Where are the Cardinals in your personal power rankings right now?
Well, right now, they're the best team in the NFC. I know they've got two losses, and the Panthers are undefeated, but the Cardinals, to me, are a more complete football team. I've got them number three in our Chicago football power rankings. You can't rank them ahead of the Panthers with the Panthers undefeated, but if they played this Sunday, I would take the Cardinals. So, to me, guys, and I know the Edelman injury, you wonder how they're going to respond from this,
mm-hmm.
but when you're the defending champ and you're undefeated, you're number one until somebody beats you. So I've got the Patriots and Brady at one. The Panthers second in our power rankings, the Cardinals third, but I suspect the Cardinals are the second best team in football right now.
And Cam Newton keeps doing it, though. It doesn't, you kind of wait for it to happen where he has one of those games where he does, but he does, and Greg Olsen is all of a sudden, for the last, 7 years or whatever it's been, he's been terrific. I mean, I just look at it, and I watch him, Hub, and I've watched the same guys for a while, same running back, and I'm thinking, what the hell has happened here? But then I look at Luke Kuechly, and I smile, and I go, that's a pretty good backup. If your quarterback's having a bad day with Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, that's a pretty good backup.
Yeah, the Panthers are kind of like half the Bears right now, because on defense, that's a championship defense. That's a defense that can take them a long way. I don't know if they can get to a Super Bowl because of the questions about the offense, but the defense is absolutely for real. We understand that.
Yep.
You look at this Panthers offense, and I keep waiting for the week when it's going to come apart, because even Newton, he's making these great plays. He's making too many of them with his legs. He's still not an NFL passer. You can't count on him, to give you four quarters. And I'm not diminishing him. He is an MVP candidate. He's just not. If you had your choice between Brady and Rodgers even maybe Philip Rivers and Newton, you're going to take the other three first. And Jay Cutler, for that matter. I mean, right now, I would take Jay Cutler over Cam Newton. I look at the receivers on that team. They don't even have an Alshon Jeffrey. They're not as good as the Bears. Greg Olsen's a great pass-catching tight end.
Yep.
The offensive line is kind of an accident waiting to happen. So I think that offense, once come playoff time, you get in with other teams of your caliber, I think the Panthers are going to struggle with somebody.
The local recent sport, despite what you seem to believe, Hub, has been trying to find a potential replacement for Adam Gase. There are those of us who believe it is indeed inevitable that he's going to have the head coaching opportunity that he has long sought this year. And this was brought up to me, and then I'll bring it up to you, that speculation over the future already of Mike McCoy in San Diego, a 2-7 underachiever and possibly on the move with ownership, maybe looking for a fresh start at their new location. Do you think that's possible? And how do you think this two spots for three teams LA possibility is working out if you handicap it right now?
I wrote this last week based on what I was hearing from people, and now I'm hearing all kinds of things to kind of corroborate it. I think that the Rams and the Chargers are going to end up in the Englewood Stadium that Kroenke's going to build. And then eventually you may see the Raiders in San Diego. But what is not well publicized, San Diego is willing to build a new stadium, but they insist on building it out in Mission Valley where Qualcomm is, and the Spanos family has said they're only staying if they can go downtown. They want to be down where the Padres stadium is. So it could get built eventually, and it's a pretty good answer for the NFL because it only kind of screws St. Louis. They get back into L.A. The San Diego folks can easily make the ride up the 405 or whatever it is for the home games, and Raiders fans traveled to Los Angeles. The true ones will travel to San Diego, so it's probably the best option. Now, all three of these teams, if they're going into new billion-dollar-plus stadiums, trying to win over new fan bases, are probably going to want a fresh start. And the Rams, they could win immediately, and it may be a coaching change. I love Jeff Fisher, but I'm sorry, that was one of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen Sunday.
Ever. Yep.
I don't see how he cannot be in jeopardy. Mike McCoy, I think it's terribly unfair because I think he's actually done a really good job. I don't know how anybody could do more than he has done with the injuries that they've had, but there's no question that he's in jeopardy. And, so far with the Raiders, they're kind of happy with Del Rio. And again, guys, I know you know this. I agree that Adam Gase is going to be a head coach. I don't know that it's a slam dunk this year, and I don't usually do this, but I have to because of my full-time job. Check my column Thursday. It'll be in the Sun-Times, okay. Daily Herald. And I came up with some statistics, guys, that are overwhelmingly against Adam Gase getting a job this year, not against him getting a job. And so I just think it's a matter of time. I think what people need to look at, why is he a better option than Mike Shula? Look at what Shula has done in a similar situation in Carolina. You look at Ben McAdoo and what he's doing with the Giants. I don't think that Hugh Jackson's necessarily going to get another shot, but the job he's doing in Cincinnati, Josh McDaniels is absolutely going to get another shot. It's just a question of when and where. And that's just the other hot offensive coaches around the league, not even to get into defense. So, you know, my whole conversation about this, that there's nothing negative about Adam Gase. It's just more of a big picture kind of look at the way the NFL works.
All right, we're going to disagree on that one because he's going to get a gig and Okay. Screw all those other guys.
Yeah, the great thing, Terry, is in about 7 weeks, one of us is going to be right, one of us is going to be wrong.
That's right.
Terry's
going
right.
to be hell to pay.
If Terry's going to be right and you're going to be wrong, and if I'm wrong, you can make fun of me.
Oh, we really appreciate you jumping on early. I know you got travel stuff going on, my friend, and we will talk to you tomorrow night. Will you speak to the kids tomorrow night?
Yeah, I apologize for messing up the schedule. I actually ended up, I just got back in O'Hare, and I found a working payphone, so I feel like I'm 30 years old again.
Still have payphones?
Yeah, I take a chance with the cell. I'm looking for a landline, and there's a working payphone here. So I do apologize. Travel screwed it up. But yes, 5 o'clock with the guys tomorrow.
You Sounds got good. It, my friend. Love you.
Take care, guys.
That's Hub Arkish joining us a little earlier. A payphone? My
a
goodness.
Payphone?
Go home and listen to the Victrola when he gets wow. home. Might as well. An old big old.
See none of them.
Fire up the old console television while he's at it.
I was a dithering idiot.
We're Boers and Bernstein. I'm saying you're not. I don't think you're mutually exclusive.
We'll put that to a vote.
Second half is coming up next. And coming up after 4 o'clock, I want to read some excerpts from an essay that absolutely crystallized what I've been thinking about the whole Ronda Rousey situation.
Oh, the Ronda Rousey.
Not just her loss.
Yeah.
But
all of it?
You know what she's a lot like in some ways? Remember our previous discussion when we were sort of getting into the business side of daily fantasy sports?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Airbnb and Uber and initial exuberance over something based on nothing and based on a complete lack of knowledge of a given market or underlying conditions, and how it's just human nature to get silly about certain things to the point where you look back and you say, what the hell did we do?
Yeah.
There are parallels to the cautionary tale of Ronda Rousey.
We'll be looking for that. All right. I'll be happy to just happy to listen to that. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This football season, trust our team of Bears experts to deliver. Brad Biggs, Olin Kruse, Tom Thayer, Mike Florio, Dave Wanstead, Dan Pompey, Rodney Harrison, Zach Zaidman, Matt Bowen, Jeff Joniak, James Big Cat Williams, Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else to talk Bears. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago goes home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. That 10-6 rumble in the jungle last night was nearly impossible to watch, but man, it was incredible to listen to when J.J. Watt took this run at Andy Dalton.
I mean, our goal was to come out here and make the Red Rifle look like a Red Ryder BB gun.
Shut it down. Let's go home. BB gun smack. Andy Dalton's face was the same color as his lettuce after hearing that crackback.
A lot of kids and a lot of people that look up to him, and for him to make comments like that, they mean he's just showing that that's acceptable to do that kind of stuff and say that kind of stuff.
Easy, Red. Hey, Andy, your response was even worse than that terrible joke. Leave it to Pac-Man Jones to add some reason to this. Quote, they bleeping won a game. We're 8-1. How many games have they won? They've won 4 bleeping games. They act like they won the Super Bowl. Kudos to them. No, kudos to you, Adam. That's how you handle that. I'm Jim Rome.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's a serious problem for many men,
But in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes and Chicago Bears Sam Acho from 6 to 10 p.m. live at Emil's, 161 Center Street in Grays Lake, for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. A busy day in college basketball this afternoon, but the big games coming up tonight. Duke and Kentucky matchup, a 2-5 matchup before 4th-ranked Kansas battles number 13 Michigan State. In the nightcap, it's the State Farm Champions Classic at the United Center. As for the games this afternoon, DePaul battles Penn State about 30 minutes from now. Valparaiso, an earlier winner over Rhode Island, 58-55. Dayton cruised to an 80-48 blowout over Alabama. Northern Iowa took out Stephen F. Austin 70-60. And since Brian Wortle bolted for Bradley, Green Bay now 0-2, 103-90, the loss to East Tennessee State. Meantime, the Bears made a roster move today, elevating cornerback Jacoby Glenn from the practice squad. They waived cornerback Terrence Mitchell. Sunday, John Fox's Bears face his former club. Broncos visit Soldier Field. Brock Osweiler set to start at quarterback. FanDuel has suspended new transactions for all New York users in the wake of the pending lawsuit against the daily fantasy sports site. And a soccer match between Germany and Netherlands was canceled about 90 minutes before it was set to start in Hanover, Germany. A suspicious object was found at the stadium. Fans were evacuated due to a bomb threat. Scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com and get to Subway to enjoy two all-time favorite subs with tender all-white meat chicken, the better-for-you sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and the delicious chicken and bacon ranch melt, both made the way you say with your favorite crisp veggies, all on freshly baked bread. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
Made a little bit of a run in the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
We had Bears talk with Hub. We talked a lot about multiple scenarios regarding how the Peyton Manning Denver Broncos experience and his career come to an end. Also, a little bit about Andy Dalton's bizarre reaction to what appeared to be innocuous, harmless comments by J.J. Watt after a win. And some of the developing news with FanDuel in New York. The daily fantasy sites are girding themselves for what could be a long and difficult battle to stay legal.
So I did a lot of football watching on Saturday and watching Illinois and Ohio State, right? And it was mentioned during the game that Urban Meyer, you know, left JT Barrett as one of the team's co-captains. And the thought from the booth was, well, why would you do that? I mean, the one thing you could certainly do, aside from everything else you did, lessening the punishment, what was to take that away from him, because that did not show much leadership.
Especially with the reports of how he actually behaved upon being arrested.
I've got it right here. Here's what he screamed in cops during his DUI. And I've got to be careful with this. You know me, right?
Yes.
I'm the quarterback of Ohio State. Who the bleep do you think you're bleeping with? I'm the police. I run bleep here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go on and walk away, because I'm going to burn this bleep bleep down. King Kong ain't got bleep on me.
Well, I think that they responded appropriately by saying you're under arrest.
That's right. Once he sits in the back of the cruiser, he begins to scream obscenities to himself, like F twice. Eventually, he tells cops that Cardale Jones will be picking him up, and the officers find that amusing. So, and also, he let this one on them, too. Don't you know who I am, Card? He played that, too.
It's an interesting NBA season so far, in that the East is actually has a winning record over the West. I don't know if anybody saw that coming. There are some teams that are doormats that we expected to be doormats. And then there is the odd case of the Rockets.
Boy, they're... Ooh.
What the hell?
They're just god awful.
They're really bad. They can't stop anybody, and they stand around looking at each other. And
other than that, everything's going well.
And Kevin McHale seems to know it. That Chris Bernuca at Sheridan Hoops is writing about the problem and comes to no good conclusions here, saying despite that Dwight Howard isn't healthy enough to play back-to-back games, Patrick Beverley is out, Terrence Jones just came back from an injury. And McHale said the following, I'm worried about our team right now. We haven't caught a rhythm yet. We haven't set it off since we've been together. We haven't been able to put together long runs of good, solid basketball. Had a couple games in a row where I thought we were coming out of some stuff. Our defense has had way too many individual breakdowns, way too many mistakes. It just can't happen.
Well, they get blown up a lot. Then, you know, it's not like you're losing by a couple points.
Correct. And after they lost to Denver, McHale said, we had effort issues. We had some times when they outran us. They out-hustled us on the boards. There were times we missed easy shots and hung our heads. We're just not playing well. The Rockets are missing a ton of shots. They're still first in threes attempted, but they're 24th in overall shooting. They've got four regulars shooting less than 35%.
It's unreal.
So, and they've not had a particularly difficult schedule. They've lost to some bad teams in this. So, I don't know, and they don't know.
All right, so not only did I have the Ohio State-Illinois thing going on, you know, because I was actually looking for some better national games, but I landed on Michigan and Indiana.
Oh, I saw the fourth quarter in the overtime.
God.
It was that running back and those two bodyguards against
Jordan Howard.
Harbaugh and his quarterback. But you know, Jordan Howard looks pretty good, but they had that play call, man. Like in college, you run that, you just kept leading those two beasts out there in front of him.
Yeah, he's like 9 yards down the field most times before anybody got a hand on
it. That's a big old downhill attack.
And, you know, so it goes on, and Michigan ties the game, and then they go into overtime, and Indiana continues to run the ball down Michigan. So, mind you, Michigan began the day as the number five team against the rush in the country. One of the best five teams against the rush in the country, and this kid ran over him 35 carries for 238 yards and two TDs. And eventually Michigan wins 48-41 because finally at the goal line, Michigan just did what they want to, passing the ball.
Throw it at Jake Butt.
Yeah, right. So they did. Yep. And then you had, you know, Indiana just, I cannot remember. Now, I'm not talking about the bad Rich Rod teams or all that stuff. Anybody ever play an overtime game against Michigan? At least, you know, of any vintage that matters when Michigan was good. And just do that to them, and especially against a Harbaugh team, you would think, no, you can't run like that against them. So they get down there, and it's 4th and 1. They get stopped. And what do they do on the goal line when they're down 48-41? Pete Carroll, what do? You throw the ball to the end zone, and it gets broken up with that guy standing there. Are you seriously telling me you don't think he can get 1 yard?
This is from Ad Age, and this will not surprise you, but no matter how much we talk about the inevitable decline of the NFL based on all of the ill winds whipping around as far as quality of play and injuries, etc., heading in to the third quarter of this season, the NFL accounts for each of the fall's 10 most watched telecasts and 21 of the top 25. The four outliers, you ask? Two of the Republican primary debates and a pair of scripted season premieres on CBS, those being NCIS and The Big Bang Theory. Six of the season's top 10 broadcasts aired outside the primetime window. Four were late afternoon national games carried by Fox, two were on CBS, the remaining four were NBC's Sunday Night Football. Thus far, the most watched and highest rated broadcast of the fall was Fox's coverage of November 1st Seahawks-Cowboys, which averaged 29.4 million viewers. And believe it or not, the team that is carrying a lot of this viewership, the Cowboys, featured in no fewer than six of the season's top broadcasts, doubling the number of appearances by runner-up Green Bay.
And I assume many of them without their quarterback.
Four of them after Tony Romo broke his collarbone.
Look, it's the runaway hit of America, but for the love of God, if you're a football fan, you love football, and you got to have your Cowboys for whatever reason.
You got to have them.
You can't You can't possibly enjoy that.
It says the fading Cowboys continue to be an automatic ratings draw, speaking to the sheer size of the national fan base and the equally vast cohort of Americans who absolutely despise the team and everything it represents. And they mentioned that that Greg Hardy could be part of the tune-in because so many people hate him.
Yes, they do. I'm one of them. That second half, we do it every damn. There's not a Bears game the day before. You always ask what you think of this at 312-644-6767. Or the other things we've discussed today, a lot of different things about the Bears and oddities and Peyton Manning and just things. Then at the top of the hour.
Yeah, I want to get to this very strong, cogent essay that put into words a lot of what I've been feeling over the entire contrived Ronda Rousey experience that's been foisted upon us.
We'll get to that. Boris Emmerich in Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Best second half of all time.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Issues that we want to get you
analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Firestone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't know if I have a... It's been out of a nasty disposition. I think I'm just so afraid of getting beat or getting embarrassed physically that you kind of go into panic mode, and that may be taken as a nasty disposition. But I just don't want to get beat up out there, DP. But we have a group of guys under John Fox that are, you know, hey, don't blink. Just keep going. Punches are going to be thrown. You got to keep moving, keep trying to get wins, and give us a shot there at the end to make a run at things for the playoffs.
That is Kyle Long. He's visiting with our old buddy Dan Patrick. And Kyle Long and that offensive line, I don't get it. I don't know how it's happening. Him I get because he's a crazy person. But the rest of it, I'm not sure why it works.
So Kyle or Dan? Because it applies to both.
It does.
Yeah.
It does work, though. You know, it works. Charles Leno, I don't know what he's doing.
Leno is playing well, is what he's doing.
It is good players. I mean, it's not like he's faced a bunch of chumps. It's not like, yeah, he hasn't played. Yeah, he has. Yes, they have.
That's Quinn he's lining up against.
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about serious talent that makes a lot of other people look really stupid. And Aaron Donald had his moments, and he always does.
Always does.
But he wasn't able to define the game.
Nope.
You had Jeremy Langford and then Zach Miller defining the game instead.
Yeah, that's why I say, you can't quite ever figure it out, but... Anyway, Kyle Long is really an interesting dude, and he's going to be really, really good someday, maybe at the other tackle spot. But for right now, patchwork or whatever the hell you want to call it, it's working.
Jerry downtown, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Yeah, guys, I heard you say something earlier. You said they have muttered up the NFL.
No, a caller said that.
Let me tell you what, they're totally right. I watched the Patriots and the Giants game and the Seattle game Sunday. These guys, four times in a row, the refs had to go to New York to find out what the call was. I lost track of the game. Maybe it's because I'm old, but
I got that feeling. I get you, my friend.
Yeah, but these guys, it's like the touchdown. The Giants should have won the game. But then they've changed the game. You got to have four steps down. You got to be able to run out the back door at the same time you're catching the ball. 2 feet in. I mean, why are all these unnecessary rules changed? It takes the excitement from the game. There's some idiot at the top of the NFL. God only know how to. Well, I was watching them, so that's why those statistics that you guys just gave about us idiot football fans.
Well, we're still there.
And you had another game decided by a mistake. Referees admitted they were wrong.
They said, well, yeah, the other team should have won.
Yeah, their team should have won, but yeah, what are we going to do? Yeah, Jerry, look, I'm with you. There's a lot of stuff I don't understand. And Odell Beckham makes that catch in the end zone, and he's coming down. He's got the ball. His feet are on the ground, and the guy knocks the ball away. Okay, the ball's not.
But they're talking Jacksonville and the Ravens. They said, well, they
yeah, well, we just, yeah, we
didn't call an obvious penalty where they never came set.
Yeah, we made a mistake.
So the play shouldn't have happened.
Unfortunately, that was a mistake that cost them the game. thank you for calling and being. But they, I mean, Jerry, there's way too many times. I don't care if it's a college official, a pro ref. I don't care who they are. There's how many times this year have we heard these mistakes admitted well after the fact when you can correct them at the time, or at least some of them, and yet they can. How can you miss that Jacksonville call?
I don't know.
How can you do that?
Everybody saw it, and every sort of looked at each other.
Every idiot saw it.
Everybody was waiting for somebody else to throw a flag or blow a whistle or do something.
What do you think, Bill?
And next thing you know, they're lining up and cranking it through, and this thing's over.
What do you think?
Poor Dr. Death has to go cry at his dinner again.
Dr.
I don't know.
Death failing again. Yes. Here he goes, back to the dungeon.
Do we have a play, Dr. Death? Do you have a play call? The play clock's at 6. I know some of that. I don't know most of that.
I don't know any of that.
I don't know any of that. I haven't heard any of that. So no, we don't have a play call.
But, I mean, how many times this year do you have to admit after the fact, yep, we screwed it up. We made the wrong call. What?
Just stop screwing it up, then.
Is it that tough?
I don't know. It's...
I know it's fast, but that part of it isn't.
That's not a bang-bang play. It's not 2-4-4 guys colliding over the middle. Under the harsh lights. That's an entire offense that's just moving before the snap.
Yeah, it's just unsatisfactory. It really is. It's in so many ways across the board this year, whether it's a college game, a pro game. It's just the damnedest thing. But, Jerry, you're right. Like all the damn fools, we sit around and watch.
Rebors and Bernstein, and after an update, I've just got a really well-conceived piece about everything that was wrong with all of our behavior regarding Ronda Rousey and what she is and what she isn't, what she was and what she never really was.
Okay. Look forward to it. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cub fans, The Score is your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Bobby around with Molly and Hanley.
It's a great day in the city of Chicago. My favorite baseball team is on my favorite sports talker.
Starting in spring of 2016, listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation, anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS.